tell y'all, I love food. Yes, I do. Food is good, and good food is joy. Preparing a good meal is a work of art, and the smell of good food is therapeutic. Join me once every week while I bring you detailed recipes, its origin, and discussion on food and food matters. 52 Dishes is here to express the feeling of good food. Do not miss it. Hello. Good evening. Yes, I'm actually recording this podcast this evening on Saturday at 7:08 p.m. How are you all doing? How has your week been? I hope it has started off well. Despite the pandemic, we are trying to have a positive energy towards 2021. Okay? So yeah. My name is still Emma Fatusa, and I'm going nowhere. So expect me again in your ears for some 20 to 30 minutes. Okay. So I'd like to thank everyone who listened to my first podcast. I got some good feedbacks and I got some criticisms. I need to change some things. And myself, I discovered some things whilst listening to the podcast myself. Yeah, I did. I did listen. I have to, so that I know what I'm doing. Yeah. So, basically, we'll be doing some changes. First of all, during the first podcast, you had a musical interlude at the back of whatever I was saying. I realized that my voice wasn't coming out too well because the musical interlude had covered my voice for some reason. I tried editing it, but to no avail. So no music when I talk. You're gonna hear my voice so clear and loud. Second of all, yes, you are hearing my voice so loud and clear because I'm trying to make this fun and not boring, not sleepy, not a bedtime story. So a feedback from a friend was that I sounded like a bedtime storyteller, and it was soothing, but it's not appropriate for what I wanna do. So yes, please, I gotta shout now. We are shouting now. Not shouting to my door, but I got a high voice. This is the time to use it. Or what do you say? Okay. So let's get back to this week. I had a lovely week. I really had a lovely week. I did. I really did. Thinking back to it, I did. I'm on this TikTok app, and for some reason, girl went down and was doing her thing, and I didn't know it would blow up, but currently I have about 27,000 plus likes, like, damn. And girl, in a matter of 2 days, I have about 5,000 followers and still counting. If I go and check, I'm sure that the numbers have gone up. And I'm glad. It's not cliche or nothing, but it's actually a way to market myself. If I get the number of followers I need, marketing becomes easy because I am out there as a very nice person. No hate comments, no nothing. When the hate comments come in, we just treat them like, bro, this not the time. No negative energy. Step back. Do you understand? So that's what we're doing. Second of all, if you're in Africa, you know Temi Otedola. Yes, girl. This week has been a good week. So, it's not like I'm advertising the podcast, though, but it's nice. And in true, we say, Nipa ya dia osayeyi. So, I got to do this. This week, I was just there. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I binge on podcasts a lot, especially when I'm working, because I need something in my ear. I'm that type of girl who has to have music or something ringing in my ear, something calm, something soothing, something fun. You get so that's what I did. That's what I was doing. I was actually listening to a TED talk, and all of a sudden, How Far popped up on my podcast feed. Like, the phone was like, girl, you see this podcast? You gotta check it out. I saw Temi Otedola and Mr. Easy. Both from Mr. Easy is a musician. Temi Otedola is a rich kid. Yeah, she's a rich kid. But she has her own businesses going on for her, and I like that. She's the daughter of Femi Otedola, one of the richest men in Ghana. In Africa. He's one of the richest men in Africa. Sorry, I badly want them to be Ghanaian because they're rich niggas. Shoot. Hey. They're rich, you know. So, I'm going to censor this part, actually. I had to. So, yeah, they are rich. They are really, really rich. So, I would like them to be Ghanaian. But unfortunately, unfortunately for me, they are Nigerians. But it's cool. We cool. I like that. So, I saw the podcast. I listened to the first one. I said, wow, this is cool. I like the way they are. I like the way they connect. I like the way they talk about stuff. I like the way they know the barriers of what to bring out and what not to bring out. Then, I took a screenshot. Another mistake. Let's go. We move. I took a screenshot of the podcast. And I posted it on Instagram, congratulating them because I had binge listened to the podcast. I actually listened to everything. And from episode to episode, it was just fun. And I loved it. So, I posted them and tagged both of them. And guess what? I wasn't actually thinking. I just posted to tag them because just to let people know that this was going on. I wasn't expecting a reply or a like or a reaction or whatever, whatever, whatever. But guess what? Temi Otedola. Temi Otedola. Forgive me if I'm not pronouncing the name properly. But I am too happy to let this pass. So forgive me if I didn't pronounce the name properly. But she reacted. She didn't comment, but the girl reacted with some cute emoji with the love eyes. And I was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, where did I sleep today? You know, the TikTok video blew up the night before I made that post on Instagram concerning the How Far podcast. And I was like, where did I sleep? And one of my friends was like, it's Favor. And I know, it's Favor. It's actually Favor. It's some grace, you know. Some grace. Yeah, so that's that. 9 minutes of blabbing. Now let's get to business. Okay, so today, what are we doing? 52 Dishes is bringing you 10 Ghanaian basic ingredients. 10 Ghanaian basic ingredients. Let me use the word 10 Ghanaian outstanding basic ingredients, in the sense that there are some ingredients we use in the kitchen as Ghanaians, and it's known all over, like pepper, onions, tomatoes. Yeah, but these particular ones are not known by everyone, you feel me? Something like let me not spoil this thing, but okay, let me just give something I've added to the list. But something like pakpo shito. Yeah, girl. Pakpo shito. Say it with me. Pakpo shito. Please do not bite your tongue. Now, let's go. The English word I came to learn is that pakpo shito in Ghana, in English, is called scotch bonnet. You see the flair? It sounds like some French name, like scotch bonnet. But yeah, scotch bonnet. Me, I'm Ghanaian, so I bring out the words 1-1-1. Every alphabet has to sound. Did I say that right? Huh? But let's move. We move. So scotch bonnet. Yeah, so stuff like that. I don't know where in the world, apart from a Ghanaian kitchen, maybe the Mexicans and the Cubans and there is this place I'm trying to remember the country, but it's not coming. Yeah, the Jamaicans and the likes, they will use these ingredients normally in the kitchen, because you know what, we all come from the same place, we are one people. So yeah, Scott, so distinguished outstanding, let's use outstanding Ghanaian basic ingredients. So can we get right onto it, because I'm talking too much. Let's move. First on our list is contemporary. Mr. Dane, contemporary is a big leaf. It's leaf like, it's big. Earlier on, I was looking through Google, Wikipedia, and the likes, trying to find out whether spinach and contemporary are the same. I don't think they are the same, because they are totally different. But people keep mixing up contemporary as spinach stew, and it's not so. Spinach is different. I've actually gone to the mall and I've seen spinach. And spinach and contemporary do not look the same, babes. They do not. So, contemporary, when I searched on the internet, they gave me an English name I can pronounce called taro leaves. So when you Google contemporary, I think the taro leaves will be in a bracket. So yeah, what do we use contemporary for? Let me not. It's not too hectic. We use contemporary for contemporary stew. And contemporary stew, I wouldn't go through the process of preparing contemporary stew, but it's in one of our episodes. One of our episodes I will talk about how the step-by-step process of preparing contemporary stew. But for now, I'm just gonna tell you, contemporary is a very lovely dish if you get contemporary stew and a pim. Okay, so with a contemporary, in the with the stew, some people decide to do what we call abom. It's we mash the kontomire with palm oil and some kobe and some spices and some you know. I'm not going to go into details, but I just want to let you know this is how good kontomire is. Kontomire is healthy for all my weight loss lovers. Kontomire is a very healthy dish. You get some apim and kontomire with some eggs and some avocados, some creamy avocados. Trust me, it will never go wrong. Or you get some ripe plantain, boil it up, and get some kontomire stew with some goat meat and some wele and things. And it will never go wrong. Kontomire is very nice. It's very healthy. I'm not too sure, but I learned it gives blood. I'm not too sure though, but it's a green leafy vegetables, and we know that green leafy vegetables are healthy, full stop. So yeah, kontomire leaves. Yen trussel. Now let's move on. Number 2, garden eggs. Garden eggs. The English people or Western people know it as eggplants, but the eggplant is purple or violet in color. Which one goes for you? But it's purple-like or violet-like in color, and it's bigger. But garden eggs are yellow. They are smaller. They are so cute, like an egg. They are so cute. They are smaller, and they are also healthy. It's a vegetable. Garden egg is a vegetable, not a fruit. It's a vegetable. So for garden eggs, we use garden eggs and garden egg stew. We use it in soups like light soup, some apanchi kakra and things. And some people use it in okra soup. Basically all kinds of soup. Yes, people like to eat fufu or fufu, however you call it, with the light soup and the garden egg toppings on it. So personally, I really don't like eating garden egg boiled raw in soup and all, but what I adore is the garden egg stew with some oil rice. Not too much oil, something cute, something small, some oil rice and egg and avocados. Please, I love avocados, so sorry if I keep on mentioning avocados in every meal, but I do love avocados. Some boiled yam with some garden egg stew will never go wrong. Some boiled ripe plantain with some garden egg stew will never ever go wrong. You can go as far as eating banku and garden egg stew, it will never go wrong. So yeah, garden eggs, it's a vegetable used, a basic ingredient used in the Ghanaian kitchen. Let's move. Number 3, okra. Okra. Fetchidechi. That is how we say it in a... Fetchidechi is soup, but fetri is okra in the Ewe language, the Ghanaian Ewe language. Yes, okra. Okra soup. I love okra soup. Okra too is a very, 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 very good. Oh, practically all the ingredients I'm going to mention are so good. They are so healthy. So I'll keep on repeating it as they are so good, 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 good. So okra. Okra too is a vegetable. Used in the Ghanaian kitchen. We use it for okra stew. We use it for okra soup. It's also boiled and used in soups, granule soup, light soup, palm nut soup, any soup. Be dropping some okra inside for some garnishing, and people actually love it. I actually love it. I love it more than I do having boiled garden eggs in my soup. So okra can be used for okra stew. Okra stew and okra soup are two different things. Okra stew in Ghana here are two different things. Let me be specific. Okra stew is much more thicker. Okra soup is much more lighter. That is the difference. Nada. If there is another difference, please, I would kindly like to know. We are in here to learn and get some more information. Ta-da! So, okra soup goes with some banku. Perfectly goes with banku. Banku or akple. There's a difference between akple and banku. We'll come to that. I think we are going there. It is in the line. It is on its position. When we get there, we're going to talk about it. So, okra soup. You have some okra soup with some wele, some goat's meat, some crab, some fish, some tilapia. What? And some banku. You can eat okra soup with eba. I've tried it and I like it. There is something weird. It's weird with me, but I think it's normal somewhere. I don't know. But I actually saw a colleague of mine in the office eating rice and okra soup. And I'm like, what? Isn't this weird? And I asked, and it's like, oh, it's normal. Some people actually eat rice and okra soup, and it actually tastes good. My mom told me some people actually eat fufu and okra soup. Me, mom, I've not heard it. I do not want to try it. But yeah, I learned it's nice. So, kudos to all those trying that. I would like to know your feedback on how good it tastes. Maybe I'll try it. Okay. So, now we come to ayoyo leaves. Ayoyo leaves. What's up to my northerners? Because this is for you. I'm not a northerner. I am an Ewe lady. Yeah. We go from the Aigbe township, you know. So I don't know too much about some of the other ingredients from other regions. But I'll be doing a lot more research. I'm sure I'll do a part two of this. So I'm going to call it part one, the basics, Ghanaian ingredients. So that I go and broaden my scope of intelligence. Yes. So ayoyo leaves. I think if I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but ayoyo leaves is the same as ademe. Ademe is an Ewe. I think ayoyo is for the northerners. Now, ademe is leaf-like. It's some small, cute leaf. Same for ayoyo. They are the same. But because of my ethnical background, I might make the... Is it a mistake? No. I might end up saying ademe more than I say ayoyo. But let's see how it goes. Ayoyo leaves. I got it. Ayoyo leaves is a leaf. A cute leaf that is used in soups, that is used in the okra soup. I've seen my mom use it in palm soup before. And the houses, the northerners, they use ayoyo leaves for the soup. Ayoyo soup is eaten with tuozafi. So, I really don't know the process of how to prepare tuozafi. I'm still researching. Hey. Ayoyo soup. I'm still researching on it, so I'll bring that stuff. Probably I'll get someone who is an expert to talk to us about the step-by-step process. Wouldn't that be fun? Trust me, would. So yeah, it's also good. It's also used in the Ghanaian kitchen to prepare, like I said, the soup, and it's also used in okra soup and palm soup. Yes. Okay, cassava, and where we call it agbeli, cassava. Now, cassava is it's like yam, but it's not yam. It has the outlook of a yam. It's even, it's smaller, depending on how it grew or where you buy it, or correct me if I'm wrong, but yeah, something like that. So cassava is a tuber. Am I saying it right? Yeah, something like that. So it's like yam. It's used in preparing fufu. Cassava with green plantain is used to prepare fufu. Fufu is one of the worldwide known Ghanaian dishes. Fufu is the fufu. Fufu. The people who do not like fufu, like, I do not know how you are coping, because fufu, it hits a whole different level. Fufu with some lye soup and goat's meat. Some peppered lye soup and goat's meat, or some chicken lye soup, or some groundnut soup and chicken. Some people do love it with ebunubunu. That's the contemporary soup. It's called the green soup. Ebunubunu and some snails and things. Ooh, my God. I'm hungry already. So, yeah. Apparently, you could also boil the cassava and eat with stew. Yes. I've tried it. It has been tried and tested, and it's very nice. Boiled cassava. Just boil it like yam. Boil a little salt, and there you have it with some nice. Apparently, my mom told me this story that back in the day when their family used to have nothing, to them their policy was when they have, they spend. If they don't have, they go back to their corner. But when they didn't have, they had some of these delicacies they came up with, like the boiled cassava. They boiled the cassava, grind some pepper sauce and some kobe and some, we'll get to kobe, you are not lost, we are still on the train. Some kobe and some small tilapia, some nice fish, and then they eat and they are done, satisfied for the day. So yeah, cassava too is a very nice, very very nice. Sometimes when it's boiled and it's ready to be pounded, I sneak in the kitchen and take one and just eat it like a snack. It's nice, it really is. So let's move on. Okay, about cassava, out of cassava we get what we call cassava dough. Yes, cassava dough. It's cassava, dried cassava that is blended, gives you the powder, then you mix it with water, and you mold it into round balls to give you cassava dough. So cassava dough and corn dough, that's also corn that is grinded and also mixed with water to make it moist and rounded up. Some people round it up, some people just leave it like that. So cassava dough and corn dough, it comes with the word dough. Dough shows you how it's, the dough explains its form. Cassava dough, corn dough combined. I know when you are taking measurements to prepare banku, it is 1:1/2 the ratio. One, how will I explain this? So let me use balls. So one ball of corn dough equals ratio to half ball, a half ball of cassava dough. Some people also do one ball of corn dough ratio to one ball of cassava dough. However, it works and it becomes benku. banku, and we eat it. It's also good. It's also a nice delicacy, banku and okra soup. That is the best match I can have for you guys. Banku and okra soup is the best match. Banku and groundnut soup, all the others, no. Banku and okra soup or okra stew is the best match, I tell you. Yeah, let's move. Number 6 on the list. Kobe. Salted tilapia. Kobe, like I said, salted tilapia. So we know it's fish. This delicacy, this ingredient is used for soups, stews, mainly for contemporary garden eggs. That is what I know. But some people have it in soups. One thing about Kobe is that it is salted. Really, really, really salted. So it's advised that when you are using Kobe, you actually use the Kobe first. Taste the salt stew, whatever you are doing with the Kobe. Taste its mixture and see if the salt content is okay. But if you end up putting the Kobe inside a soup or stew and you add another salt, wahala for person will go add extra salt. It might be so salty that you cannot eat it. So please, mind you, if you are using Kobe, aka salted tilapia, please put the salted tilapia inside the soup or stew. Taste it. Feel its saltiness. Feel whether the salt content in your stew or soup is okay before adding extra salt. Because what? Say it with me. It is salted tilapia. Kobe for short. Let's move. So, Prekese is another Ghanaian dish. And
does it even matter what my position on the grid is? Trying to make a name while avoiding all the critics. See, the world is for the realist, but fake is very dominant. Move from grass to graze, though the snakes is very prominent. You better know what time it is, but taking in this men's sport. Running out of ammunition, cause my pen's short. Henceforth, I'm a fresh start. I'm rethinking all decisions that I made, but I'm giving it a men's start. As I'm sitting on this bench loss, plotting how I'm gonna take over the best charts. I know you thinking that it's just arts. I paint an image of my phallus in the face while I'm laughing at the chest farts. Forgive me for my graphic nature. I'ma take over the planet while in Africa, then back to Asia. The practices of Mahayanas. You mistaken if you thinking that I'm kidding when I might be honest. Wanna strike my heart? I'ma help you be the archer. All the systems they arrive at have been welcome with departure. Cause I melt them into fortune. Break open the pearl gift. The type of tools I'ma take over the world with is Beethoven and Neural Griff. A war veteran who's steady seeking heaven while my mate shows and the girls it. I swear they stuck in there. While it's clear that we all so would see me, I chose to be a buccaneer. Cause there's nothing here. I can't understand how I'm off and so far gone when I'm fucking there. I thank God he the orchestrator. Please show me my path while assisting me to orchestrator. Cause time's so hard for a nigga. A couple centimeters could be yards for a nigga. I hope you putting on for a nigga. Transforming all my soakings into filet mignon for a nigga. Cause boy, side bread, you could do regret. See how life they squeeze me, you could do regret into your could do regret. And begging for divine essence. I'd be a fool if I ever do deny blessings. See, they crumble in my lines, presence. Teach him how I'm gifted more to Christmas. See, you gotta take your 9 lessons. Better let the games begin. How I mingle with the rotten, though they may pretend. If I ask you for 5, you better pay me 10. We say yes, not no hair like a baby's chin. And there you have it.
Prekese is a Ghanaian ingredient used in the kitchen in Ghana, in Africa. So, it's used in soups, basically. and it has some medicinal benefits. I learned it has some spiritual benefits too, but I didn't get into it. But medicinally, it's good. It helps reduce hypertension. It helps with ulcers, and it helps promote good blood flow. Now, Gary is the next on the train. Gary, oh Gary, Gary dear, Gary, it was our companion back in the senior high school. Ghana here, in fact, Africa. If you're going to school in some parts of Africa, you got to have Gary with you in that chubbox. So that at least if everything finishes, we know that Gary's still there. Gary, you make eba and some shito and some sardine. Or there is something called, excuse me for this language, gashit. Back in school, it's Gary and shito. Let me tell you something. When I was in, I actually attended senior high school twice because I didn't do well back in the first senior high school. The first high school I went was a government senior high school. The second high school I went is a private senior high school. And let me tell you, that the way both sectors make their Gary and Shito mix is on a whole different level. We got the Cytos and we got the DBs. So yeah, in the government school, your Gary and Shito, you just need your Gary, you need your Shito, you need your sardine, then you need your probably some tuna flakes or something, then you are good to go. That one too, you can't carry it to class because they are eating Gary and Shito. You get what I mean? So you can't carry it to class. So you eat it in the comfort of your room. Because it's considered in school as some, like you don't have anything. So that's your last resort. But in the DB school, the private school, they took Gary and Shito to a whole different level. These kids go with Gary, Shito, all in one bowl. I'm saying all this in one bowl. Gary, Shito, sardine, tuna flakes, canned sausages, baked beans. Shall I go on? All the nibbies, they just had to add every single thing. And they do not make it too much. They make it cute in some cute bowl. And you carry it in your backpack and eat in class. If you are willing to share with everybody, you do it in a nice bowl and a big bowl. And you bring it, everybody has a spoon and everybody digs in. It was the highlight of school. Because that Gary was on a whole other level. It was on a different level. The first time I said, I was like, what? But trust me, it's actually healthy because you use a little of the Gary and more of the protein. So it balances it out. You get me? So yeah. Gary is made from cassava. To all those who did not know. When I was in class 5, may her soul rest in peace. My teacher, Miss Boza, she was the one who taught us how to make Gary. We actually made the Gary. We grated cassava. Like we grated cassava. And then we dried it under the sun to get the Gary. Easy, right? It's easy. But it's a very stressful work. Yeah, so basically that's Gary. Gary you can use forever with egusi, with kontomire. It's a very nice meal. You can eat Gary with pamlo soup. You can eat Gary with anything. Gary photo. This is where you use Gary. Add sprinkle some small water to make it a little moist. Add stew. Garnish it with some eggs, some sardine, whatever you want to add to it to make a beautiful delicacy. Garri is nice. Garri soakings is nice. Garri sugar, granite milk. The intensity in which I say the milk. It makes everything with some ice blocks. Woo! Some ice cubes. Do not underestimate the power of ice cubes in Garri soakings. It's just the best. And some granites or peanuts, however you want to say it. Yes, so Garri is there for you. So, number 9 on our list. Oh, so soon. Apim. Apim, pim. Apim, 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 pim. Apim. Apim is plantain. But it's green. And it's cute. You know what I mean? It's cute. It's green and it's cute. It's healthy. Trust me when I say it's healthy. It's also a Ghanaian ingredient used in our kitchen. We use it, we prepare kontomire with it. So apem and kontomire with some kobe and some meat, some salmon, some mackerel, whatever you want to put inside. It's up to you and up to your taste. But and it's you can also have apem with garden eggs too. You can have a pim with egg stew. You can have a pim with regular tomato stew. Now, number 10. Something called echo or huentia. The Ewes call it echo. The Akans call it huentia. So, with what I really know about this is that is kept in water for babies, especially when my brother was little. My mom always boils water, makes it cool down a bit, and adds this echo to it. To her, the benefit is that it removes phlegm from the chest. You get it? So if you have a lot of phlegm stuck in your chest, if you have cold, something like that, you just drink the water gradually and you're good to go. It's also put in sobolo hibiscus juice. Yeah, but Ghana you call it sobolo, obolobolo, sobolo. So yeah, it's also used in porridge. Wikipedia gave me some scientific name. If I say I want to mention it, I cannot mention it. Xylopia ethiopica. Sometimes when you want to listen to the pronunciation, the people who say make it look so easy. But this isn't easy. Xylopia, I cannot. I'm sorry. I really cannot. So let's leave it there. But echo or huentia. That's how it goes. So yeah, those are 10 basic Ghanaian ingredients used in the Ghanaian kitchen. I'm so proud to be a Ghanaian, aren't I? I keep saying Ghanaian. But yeah, that's how you get it, boo. So yeah, a bonus something for you. Salmon. What we call salmon here in Ghana is what the Westerners call mackerel. Salmon is what the Westerners call mackerel. It's a fish. A nice fish. When you smoke it and you grind some pepper and add some banku or some kinky, or when you put it in your stew or your soup. I really don't like it in soup though, but I like it in stew or banku and pepper and some smoked salmon. If you fry it too, you get to eat it with some kinky and some pepper, some soup, some banku. It's actually a very, very nice fish. over here in Ghana, we call it salmon, but the Westerners call it mackerel. That is the little addition I want to add. So, we have come to the end of our second episode. 10 Ghanaian ingredients. The basics. It's too high, right? The basics. That sounds better, right? Okay. So, yeah. Tell me what you like about this episode. Tell me where I went wrong. Tell me what I needed to add. And tell me if you want a part 2 of this episode so that I can work on some more Ghanaian ingredients. African ingredients, Ghanaian ingredients. You know I'm basically talking about the same thing, right? So yeah. Thank you so much for having me in your ears one more time. For listening to me blab. And for listening to me talk to you about some dishes and ingredients. I had to pause to take it in. So yeah. Thank you so much. Do not forget to rate, like, share. I'm now on Apple Podcasts. So all my Apple lovers, I'm sorry to have kept you this long, but I'm on Apple Podcasts. So you can just go to the search button, type 5252 dishes, and you will see my pretty, pretty artwork there. Subscribe. And listen to all I have for you, because there are more fun and educational stuff for us to learn. Like I said, I love food and I will always do. So, thank you. See you again till the next episode. What do you say? I love food. Do not forget to follow me on my socials. 2C95 on Twitter, Mercy95 on Snapchat, 2C.Cherry on Instagram, and my business pages, Mercy's Pancake Mix. If you're Ghanaian, you could just DM me and make an order, and you will not regret it. Thank you so much, and have a lovely, lovely day. Have a lovely evening. Whenever time you get to listen to, have a lovely year. Thank you. It's bye for now.
The resurrection of a necromancer. Ask questions to the neck with answers. Now go home while I'm waiting on the next bonanza. I'll awake you from the long nap and give you about a couple reasons why your bed could be a small trap. I brought a troll with me. Get a pedicure twice in a week, you couldn't go toe to toe with me. Fasten up my skills, but my cash on slow though. See the big picture, only thing they seem to see is passport photos. Damn, remembering all my battling days. If you ever thought I'm corny, well I'm back in the maze. With a torch and a bulldozer, I put in work so I gotta keep my tools closer. I feel more grunts, at the back of my mind death comes in threes. So I'm always at the forefront, with a microphone, feeling like a journalist. Bars and content, but I ain't judging, I'm adjourning this to a certain is. See, we all wanna be ambassadors, but you gotta have a certain bliss. So in spite of all the odds against us, it is what it bees when we swarm the interest with this thing that you need. Provided by the kind courtesy, tell them stay off cause it's my murder scene. For the minute that we started, and nobody can alter this. Last but not least, even though my pen ultimate. There you have it.